Okay, so we're on Daf Chafala tonight. So let's go back to the one we left off last night. We're up to round line 8. It says Amar Rava, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Line 7. Okay. Amar Rava, Ketav La Get. Let's say the husband wrote a get for his wife, who's no Biyar Avdo. He gives it to his own Eved Kanani. So the husband owns an Eved Kanani. He gives the get to his Eved Kanani. And then she writes a shtar matana, like a bill, you know, transferring the eved, you know, a document transferring the eved to the woman. So kina'atu umit gareshetbo. So Rabbah says that the woman acquires the eved, and simultaneously she also acquires the shtar, the get. So we said before you came in, Yosef, we said that if a man writes a get and he gives it to his eved kanani, and then he writes a shtar giving the Eved Kanani to his wife. The wife acquires the Eved and acquires again, so she's divorced, according to Rava. Let's see Rashi on this. Not here and here. Yeah, so if you look at Kna'atu, it's around 29 down the Rashi. The Eved B'Shtar Matana Zeh, she, the woman, acquires the Eved with B'Shtar Matana. But get should be a do to have a high Eved Kachatzei Ra. So the Eved is like the Chatzir. Again, it says in the Torah, so Biyadah doesn't have to only mean her hand, to put it in her chatzir. He says, and here the Eved is like her chatzir. So it's both acquired at the same moment. In other words, she acquires chatzir and acquires again at the same moment. It's like, you know, the Gemara later on says, you know, how does a man ever give a get to his wife? He's in his rishus. So Gita Biyadah buying ke'echad. The get and the riyad come simultaneously. So here also, everything's happening simultaneously. Let's see back in the Gemara. So now the Gemara asks the Kash against Rabbah. So it's not a typical, in other words, a person has a chatzer, you know, I have a piece of property that's my chatzer, and my chatzer can acquire things for me. So here though, it's a type of chatzer, but it's not exactly the same, because here it's a chatzir malachet. It's a chatzir that's always on the move. So the Gemara learns that a chatzir malachet, the Gemara thinks, would not, or, and concludes that a chatzir malachet would not work. So one idea is that, you know, like Rav Levi was saying today, one idea that the Ran has is like yad is moving, but it's like moves according to her das. The chatzir malachet works according to another das. In other words, like the Eved has his own mind. He's walking here, there, and the other place. And another idea that Rashi has elsewhere is that it's not mishtameret. In other words, the chatzir I can guard, but the guy who's walking all over the place, you know, I can't keep an eye on him. Either way, it's a chatzir mishtameret. So that's the word asking, why should it work? And we understand that there's a din in chatzir for a woman, but this is a chatzir malachet. It's a whole, you know, a horse of a different color. So let's see back on the Gemara. So lo kana l'chitema ba'omeid. So they say like this: maybe the Eved will be standing stationary, and maybe he won't be walking, and he'll be similar to a regular chatzir. But ha'amar Rava koshi l'mahalei lo kana omeid b'yoshid lo kana. If the person, whatever, would not be able to, you know, work if he's in motion, then he doesn't even work if he's standing or sitting. So that doesn't work. So the Gemara says the hilchot of bekafut. So the halacha is like Rava, but bekafut, when the Eved is tied up. So when the Eved is tied up and he can't move, then she would acquire the get under those circumstances, and everything would be hunky dory. Now I'm trying to remember with Matana, or we'll come to this is with Matana. I don't, it could be the husband. In other words, just like the husband can put the get in the wife's chatzer, he can put the get in the eved and then give the eved to her. Now it's her chatzer. That's what he's saying. All right. Any questions, comments, anything so far? Everything good? Okay, let's keep moving.
What about the idea that? Excuse me, that the Eved has a mind of his own. And if the Eved's hand never delivers it to her, yeah. I guess because it is Mahalevet.
We're reviewing the Eved like a piece of property. It's a piece of property. So just like, you know, like she has a piece of property and the get is in her property, she's divorced. So here,
but this property has dat, and right, this
that's what we spoke about. That's what I mentioned a moment ago.
With the Rashi, right?
With the Chatzer Malachet. So when we were tying him up, now he's stationary. He's not going anywhere. Now he's like a piece of property, and the get is in there, and she acquires it. There.
But right. Even if he's stationary, can she force it out of his hand?
In other words, once it enters her property, she's divorced. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Like when you throw it into the
property. She doesn't have to receive it in her hand. In other words, the get is in her property. That's it. She's divorced. All right.
Okay, right.
Now, all right, we'll do a little further. Now, okay, but I'm a Rava. You know, we have a similar halacha from Rava. Here, the husband writes the get as before, and instead of sticking the get in the Eved, or giving to the Eved, he puts it, let's see, he owns Blackacre. He puts the get in Blackacre, and then he gives the wife a Shtar Matana, like a document evidencing the transfer of the property to her. So she acquires the property and she's Megreshet. It's the same idea as before. It's just before we had an Eved, now we have a piece of property, but it works as well here. Let's take a look.
He gave her the document for the land?
No, in other words, he put the get on the property and then he transferred the property to her and gave her the Shtar Matana, but then she acquired the get together with it. Okay, now, all right, let's take a look. So the Gemara says with Shricha. So the Gemara explains that Rava has to teach me what's, you know, substantially similar halachot, both by the Eved Kenani and both by the Chatzer. The Yashmin and Eved, if he would have only told me the din by the Eved, Avina Dafka Eved, I would have thought it only works by an Eved, about Chatzer, Ligzor Mishim Chatzer, about Lachar Mikam. So there's no question that a man can put the get in the wife's Chatzer. That's without a question. Here he's putting it in his chatzir and then transferring the chatzir to her. So is a case where similar but would not work. Let's say Reuven wants to divorce his wife, and Reuven puts the get in Shimon's chatzir, and then Shimon either transfers or gives a gift to the wife of the chatzir. So then under those circumstances it would not work, because at the time the husband put the get. In other words, he never gave it to her. So that's right. It's chatzir, but not tan biyado. He has to put it in her chatzir. He puts it in Shimon's chatzir, and then Shimon transfers the chatzir to her. That doesn't work. So the Gemara is concerned. I would have thought that maybe the chatzir case is the case we should not permit. We should not permit a man. Put the get in his chatzir and then transfer the chatzir to her, because there's a case similar to that where he puts the get in his friend's chatzir and the friend, maybe acting in collusion with him, gives the wife the chatzir to her or transfers the chatzir to her or sells it to her. So it's not good. So I would have thought maybe that's not good. Let's see back in the world.
Wait, I have a question.
Wait 2 minutes and then you get the question. Wait 2 minutes. Okay. So let's see back in the Gemara. Utsricha. And if he will told me the case of the chatzer, havamina dafka chatzer, I would have said it only works by the chatzer. Aval eved lizdor kafud atushin and kafud. But by the eved, I would think that we should make a gzera. The eved never works because, in other words, it only works if he's tied up. But maybe if I permit, you know, the divorce to go through with the Eved who's tied up, I'll incorrectly permit the divorce to go through with the Eved when he's not tied up. So it's a policy consideration. It's never good by the Eved, I would think. So Rava teaches me that both of these cases are good. Okay, what do you want to say, Malika?
Yeah. So is he telling her that he's giving her the get as well, or he's just putting it in and then giving her the present and she doesn't know?
Yeah. I would think that he would say something to her. You know, usually like with the Seder get today, with his statement, he's got to say, Harei Am Tera B'chol Adam. I would think that he would make a statement to her. That's what I would think. Yeah, you know.
So is putting it in the hands of the Eved, you know how Shakespeare had a play within a play, is it putting it like a chatzer within a chatzer?
Why a chatzer within a chatzer? No, it's putting it in the chatzer. The Eved is the chatzer.
And let's say the Eved gives it to her in the chatzer. I just keep seeing a courtyard.
No. There is no chatzer with the Eved. It's just the Eved.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Now, there was one thing that Rabbi Leibowitz brought up. You know, there's a sefer, Kava D'Kashita. He has 101 questions with no answers. And Kava D'Kashita, it's like a double, he said it's double entendre. Like Kava D'Kashita means like a kav of hay, but it's also like kava of questions, but it's also kuf beis aleph, 103 questions. So one of his questions that he has is the Gemara has a case where if the man gives a get to his wife and it's attached by string to the husband, so he can pull the get back at any point in time, so that's not considered to be a get, not considered a get, because he could. So normally when a husband gives a get to the wife, that's a done deal. The get is chal once he gives her the get. But with a matana, a person could be chozer on the matana with tokdei dibur. In other words, if I give you a matana, I have tokdei dibur to retract the matana. So he asked, if, let's say, he's got the get, is in the chatzer, and the chatzer he can retract with tokdei dibur, so why is that a good get? In other words, we saw like a get that I can retract with a string is not good. So similarly, so normally I give you the get, that's it, it's finished. But here, if I put the get in the chatzer, but the chatzer, and the chatzer is matana to you, but the chatzer, I can retract within tokadei dibur, so I have a chance to retract it. So why is that a good get? That's one of his questions in Kashtub. So he quoted from Reb Chaim Elozer, who said that that it's not the same. It means that with the matana means not that you have a right to retract, just the kinyan is not chal for till tokadei dibur. In other words, this is a kinyan that takes time to settle. In other words, and then it's yours. In other words, so it's not really yours till tokadei dibur. But then once it's yours. And then that's the way it was really coming out.
The string is always there.
Yeah, the string is always there, right? So you want to ask what? Say what?
It's a different case. It shows his intention.
Okay. All right. Let's see for now. All right. Now. Okay, now we're up to Amar Abaye. Are we with me? We're 10 lines to the bottom of Chaf Alchem and Aleph. Amar Abaye, Nifti, Chatzer Mehechet Raboi, Yadah. So where do we know the din of Chatzer? So we know the din of Chatzer. It says, Benatan B'yadah, who put the get in her hand. But Chazal teaches not just her Yad, but even her Chatzer. Ma Yadah D'ita, Bein Midaita, Bein Baal Korcha. So when it comes to putting it in a woman's hand, so in other words, it works whether it's midaita or baal korcha. She's got it. Av chaseira diita bein midaita bein baal korcha. So to the chatzer, it also works whether she's, you know, consenting to it or not consenting to it. I put it in her chatzer. Bahamatana midaita ita baal korcha leita. So he's asking a question like this: that when it comes to if I'm giving the get is in the chatzer, and the chatzer is a matana to the woman, does the woman have to accept the gift? No. The woman could decline the gift. So how can that work, mitam chatzer? In other words, the essence is, I put it in yada, that's whether it's with her das or not. In other words, it's yours. I put it in your chatzer, whether you want it or not. But here with the matana is only if she so how does it work? Since she could decline the gift. So even if she doesn't decline the gift, how does it even work? Let's see back in the Gemara. Yeah, but in other words, yeah, I assume so. But in other words, he's saying that in other words, how does it even if it's a gift, how does that even qualify as her chatzer since it's subject to rejection? That's why I'm a little misupak, but it might not even work even if she accepts it. So my people are seeing the Rashi. So he asks like this. Look, he's trying to deflect the question. He says, a woman can appoint a shliach of Kabbalah that's a shliach to accept the get. So I can't force her to appoint a shliach of Kabbalah. If she chooses to appoint a shliach of Kabbalah, she's got it. If she doesn't, she doesn't. Makavi shliach of Kabbalah. And if she does appoint it, it's a shliach of Kabbalah. So we see the woman, when it comes to the get, not everything has to be Baal Korcha or Midaita, in other words, just like she, the Shliach Kabbalah only works Midaita, so too maybe the Matana also Midaita. So the Gemara says, Abaye, but Abaye has a response to that. Atu Shlichut Miyada it Rabbi. Where do we know Shlich was from? If you remember, or it's coming up in Daf Yomi, in the second parak in Kiddushin, so the Mishnah says, Ha'ish Mekadosh Bo B'Shilucho. So the Gemara gets into all the Richos. Where do we know Shlichus by Kiddushin? Where do we know Shlichus by all of the mitzvahs in the Torah? So where do we know Shlichus? So are we learning Shlichus from the word Miyada? Is that where we're learning it from? It says, Mi B'Shilach B'Shulcha Yitraboy. Tamar learns that the Torah could have said, right, so V'Chakav La'Seif Kvitut V'Girsha. The Torah could have said, they will write a bill of divorce and divorce her. And instead it says, V'natan b'yada, v'shalcha mi-beito. So the Gemara learns out, since it says v'shalcha, so the Gemara learns both shlichus for the man can send a shliach to deliver the get, and even though v'shalcha has a ma'pike in it, the Gemara darshens it out as if it doesn't have ma'pike. So it's of saying v'shalcha, that the woman can also appoint a shliach, but the point being, we're learning out the din of shlichus from the word bishalcha, not from the word biyada. Let's see back in the Gemara. He says, so that reinstates Abaye's question. In other words, so again, Abaye is saying this doesn't make sense because in other words, matana, she doesn't have to accept the matana. So, but a get by definition has to be susceptible to be given even ba'al korcha. But here, she doesn't have to accept matana. Cannot be given by korcha. Rav Simi attempted to deflect the question and saying, look, she appoints shliach of Kabbalah, that's not baal korcha. Yeah, but that's learned from a whole different phrase. That's one answer. Where else I could say that even by shliach Kabbalah, it's not always with her own soul. Sometimes it's shliach Kabbalah against the will of the woman. That a father is authorized to accept the get on behalf of his minor daughter against her will. So that is baal korcha. So it means that a biased question is left in place. So the thrust of the Gemara sounds like that indeed, the matana with the chatzir would not work out. I don't know, but the Gemara doesn't have an answer to Abaye's question. That's the way it sounds like. All right, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Everybody good? All right, let's go back to the Mishnah from Sunday on Yud Tet Amud Aleph. All right, I ran 10 lines down.
Doesn't give her enough food. I don't know why. It's get and the get. Yes. But it happens quickly.
Yeah, but she could define it, yeah.
But after you will like.
No, she said, I don't want this gift. I don't want Black Acre. All right, let's see back on the ground. Now, on line 10 in the Mishnah, you send him an olive near the small bays. I'll call Kotim. So the Tana says that you can write a get on anything. Al ha'ala shal zayit, on an olive leaf. The ala keren shal para, the horn of a cow. The notin la la para. But then he has to give her the whole cow. In other words, that's the get. And the cow, he comes along with the whole thing. Al yad shal eved, you could write the get on the hand of an eved. And we said yesterday was like a tattoo So Batanka, we don't tin lada evan, and he gives it the other. Rav Yosef Lili Omer and Kotin Lo al Dvar Shish Bo Ruach Hayim Lo al Ochin. Yosef Lili says we can't write it on something that's a living creature. So he disagrees with the other Tana, and you can't write it on a food. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara on Chaf on where we follow. Yeah, follow Roman Aleph. So Allah Alish Lazai Bechulei. So the Gemara says B'shtem Yad De'Eved. So I understand that he's got to give the whole Eved. He's not going to chop off the Eved's hand. He says, turn page, no Efshar on the Mixia. You can't chop off the Eved's hand and give her to her. Ela Keren Shalpara, Litzia V'Leichela. But the Keren Shalpara, why does he not? It was maybe the para is, it sounds like he can't even have the option to keep the cow. The cow is a big, you know, a valuable asset. Why can't he cut off the horn? And he wrote the get on the horn. Cut off the horn, give her the horn, and keep the cow. Since Amar Kra, the Chata Benatanla. So the Pasuk says, the husband will write the get and give it to her, Mishin Mechusar L'Ktivu Natina, meaning the only significant act between the Ktiva of the get is the Natina. Those are only two significant acts. Yes, Hazesh Mechusar Ktiva Ktsitsu Natina. But Ktiva and then cutting and the Ktsitsu is another significant act in the middle. So that doesn't cut it, if I can use that expression. Okay, now on line four, Rabbi Yosef Lili Omer Bechulei, we said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yosef Lili says that you can't write the get on a Ruach Chaim. What does he call it? He says, this line here. Yeah, al davar sheish baruach chayim. Right, you can't do it on davar sheish baruach chayim al ochlin. Let's see back in the Gemara. Rabbi Yosi Galil Mer B'chulei. My time with Rabbi Yosi Galil. What's the reason Rabbi Yosi Galil says I can't write a get on davar sheish baruach chayim al ochlin? The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Sefer. It says, V'chatav lo sefer kritot. But right, a bill of divorce. Ainli al sefer. So I only know a sefer. Now, Rashi says sefer. Mashma klaf, it sounds like parchment. That's what Rashi says. Minayler about called davar. How do I know that he's not that the get doesn't dafka have to be written on parchment? Talmud lomar v'chatavla mikomakom. It says v'chatavla. So Rashi says in the third white line, midlo katav v'natan sefer kritot biyada. So the Torah doesn't have to say v'chatavla sefer kritot. It's just say v'natan sefer kritot biyada. He'll deliver a bill of divorce in her hand. So this is v'chatav law, because I'll understand that the Torah is implying that the object could be for more than just the cloth. So if the Torah is enlarging and I don't have to write it just on cloth, why even write sefer to begin with? So ma sefer devar she'im baruach chayim beinu ochel, the way the Tanya Rabbi Yosef Lee learns, just like the sefer, the parchment, is not something that has ruach chayim, it's not a living creature. Beinu ochel, it's not a food. I've called the Varshim Baruch Hayim Beinu ochel. So too, it has to be something that doesn't have Baruch Hayim, but it's not an ochel. Now the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yosef Lili. Rabbanan, Iktiv Basefer Kitka Amar. So the Chachamim want to say, now here it means, V'natan, you know, V'natan La Kritut Basefer, could say. He'll deliver like a severance in a sefer, if it would have written, you could say bas sefer to the kamar. In other words, bas sefer would imply that it's like with the writing on the parchment, and then Bechata will come to expand it. He says, hashta the chief sefer, here it says, not kritut bas sefer, it says sefer kritut. It says, the sphere devarim hu da'ata. The common hold, sefer is telling me that you have to put the formula, in other words, there's a verbiage that has to be placed in the document, and that's what sefer is coming to. In other words, sefer isn't the cloth per se, it's you have to have a certain formula. Rabbanan, hay v'chata of my avdil. So they're not learning sefer the same way that Rabbi Yosef Lili did. So now the Gemara says, Rabbanan, hay v'chata of my avdil. What did the Chachamim learn from the words v'chata of law, which seem like they're superfluous? They learn that a woman can be divorced through a writing, but not through money. Sakadech, I mean, I would have thought, Akish Litzila Havaya. We know there's a Hekesh between Yitzi and Havaya. And it says, if you look at the Rashi, to the thief in the 10th hour line, she'll be divorced, she'll leave husband A, and she'll marry husband B. So in the Pasuk, Biatza means divorced, Bahaita means she'll be married. So he says, Akish, you see back in the Gemara, Akish, you see El Havaya. It makes a connection between divorce and marriage. Mahabaya Bekesef, I would have thought, just like marriage is with Kesef, with money, Apiti Anami Bekesef. So too, you get divorced also with Kesef. Now, I would have thought, where is the Rashi in this? Wait a second. Yeah. If you look at the 10th or the 8th hour on Rashi, Ben Mekaresha Bekesef, Amar La Hilach Pruta Bekarshi Liba. If the man says to the woman, here's a Pruta and be divorced, I would have thought, left my own devices, that it would go the other way. In other words, like to be married, he gives her the woman Kesef or Shabbat Kesef. So to get divorced, I would thought the woman gives the Kesef back. That's what I would have thought. But it's not what the Gemara says it. The Gemara says, and I was telling Rabbi Yaakov Werblowski today, he says, you know, the divorce, the man has to do everything with the divorce. So if the woman's given the money, she's the one who's doing things. So he's got to give the money. Anyway, the Gemara says, according to Chachamim, I would have thought that that would be a valid way to terminate this marriage. Kamashmalan. So V'chatav law teaches me it has to be writing. You can't get divorced with money. I guess nobody thinks that you'll get divorced with beer. That definitely is not. That's definitely an old flying. The Idach, so that's what the Chachamim do. The Idach, meaning Rabbi Yosef Glili, Nafkali, Misefer Kritut. So Rabbi Yosef Glili agrees that you can't be divorced with money, but he learns it out from the phrase "b'chatav la sefer kritut." He says "sefer korta, main devar acher korta," that only this document is what's going to divorce, or not anything else. The idach the chachamim yibaylei devar korei peinot lebeinah. The chachamim learn out from sefer kritut that the bill of divorce has to be something that creates a permanent division between the man and the woman. To the Tanya, like we learn in the Braisa, a raise a gitesh, a menach tot shiayin, a menach tot tilavet avich. If a person gives a get to a woman on condition that you never drink wine, or on condition that you never go back to your father's home, liolam ain't a priesthood. So he says that these stipulations are in perpetuity. So even though he gave her the get, it's not effective as a get. But ad shloshim yom, but if he says, I'm giving this get on condition you don't drink wine for 30 days, or on condition that you don't go to your father's home for 30 days, I raise a kriya. That would work. So that's the way Rabbi Yosef Glili is going to learn that. The Idah, so, but the Chacham...
But then the wife is still doing something.
Okay, the Idah means kare kriya. Rabbi Yosef Glili agrees with that. He learns that it could have said safer kare and says safer kriya. So is that the Idah, Kari, Kritel, or Dorshi. The Chachamim hold, I'm not going to Darsh and double up like that. Okay, so again, so we asked, how does Rabbi Yosef Glili know that it can't be a Dabar, it's Nefesh Chaim or Ochel? So he learned it out, it has to be B'chatav law. So B'chatav law is more than a Sefer, but Sefer implies it's a writing on the document, and the document doesn't have a Ruach Chaim, it's not an Ochel. And the Chachamim, they disagree with that because they understand Sukkim differently. They understand that Sefer doesn't mean document. Sefer means Sefer Devarim, that has to have the formula of the get in there. Anyway, the Darshan Sukkim differently. Most things they agree with. And okay, now time for questions, comments, thoughts.
When you said before that you can't have the wife paying money to be divorced because it would be like she's doing something. If he gives her a condition, even if it's for 30 days, she's still participating and doing something.
Yeah, no, but he's the mover and shaker firm. He's giving the get subject to certain terms and conditions. Then she violates the terms and conditions, not a get. But he's
right, but then that's putting it back in her lap.
Yeah, but he can set the terms. He's the one who's setting the terms. He's in the driver's seat. No, because it means they're always connected to one another. They're always connected because they always try. No. It would still not be good because, in other words, the get was subject to something that, you know, would never, would always go on until the halal dies, but that'd be fine. It was so good. Okay. Okay, now, all right. All right, I'm going to go on unless anybody has any more questions, comments, or thoughts. All right, now, all right, next mission. Everybody with me? All right, Manithin. In Kofim B'Mechuber L'Karka, one can't write a get on something that's M'Chuber L'Karka, something attached to the ground. Kitavo B'Mechuber. Now, the mission seems to contradict itself. First it says, in Kofim B'Mechuber L'Karka, we don't write a get, something that's attached to the ground. And then it says, and if you did write it with something that's attached to the ground. So the Gemara is going to ask, how does that seem moist? If he did write Mechubar Lakarka and then he detached it and then he caused it to be signed and he gave it to her, it's kasher. Rabbi Yehuda Posel, Tana Rabbi Yehuda says it's pasol, to the writing of the chatima is the talish. Detached. Reviewed by Mateo Mayer in Kofin Lowell on Yar Hamachuk. You can't write a get on Yar Machuk like erased paper where we're writing bin and been erased. Lola Diftera, unprocessed parchment. Because it could be forged. All right, let's see the Rashi on the Mishnah. Yar Machuk, Yachola Zor Lamochko Araedim. Because a person could erase everything above with his signature, with the HMR, with the Kofo, and then rewrite it. We have Bir Tanah Sheyabo, and remove the stipulation that was in the get. And it won't be apparent when you look at the document that it's been tampered with. The Adam Nami Alamachat Kantum, and the Adam are also signed on erased paper. The Chain Diftera in Machat Shlonith Kar, or Farish my Diftera. So it also it's not Nikor the Diftera, it's unprocessed parchment, we'll see. All right, let's see the Gemara now. We'll have to see. I don't know. Now let's take a look. So the Gemara says, that the Mishnah says that he wrote it on something that was Mechubar L'Karka, but Amar Reisha in Kofin just said, can't write it Mechubar L'Karka, and he said he did write it Mechubar L'Karka. Amar Yudmar Shmuel, Rushir Makoma Torah. So it means a person, according to the Tanakhama, you shouldn't write in something that's Mechubar L'Karka. Now, with a get, there's the Tofes and the Toref. The Tofes is the boilerplate, and the Toref are the all of the individual things that relate to the Gerushim. His name, her name, you know, the place, location, the date, that's the Toref. So the Tanakhama is saying that you shouldn't write it on Mechubar L'Karka, period. But let's say he did write Mechubar L'Karka, but he only wrote the Tofes, he only wrote the boilerplate of Mechubar L'Karka. And he left the Toref unwritten. And then, let's see back in the Gemara. It says, I'm Reisha in Kofin. I'm going to be in Shmuel, who is Shir Makoma Toref? If he left the Makoma Toref, then he filled it in, then the Tana says it's okay. But the Evit. But then I'm Rav Lazar, I'm Roshi, who is Shir Makoma Toref. And that's what Rav Lazar says in Roshi also. But then I'm Rav Baruch Chaim of Yochanan, who is Shir Makoma Toref. Rav Lazar, he, our Mishnah, reflects the opinion in the Tana of Rav Lazar, the Amar Edim Sira Karki. He holds the most important time is when the Edim Sira, that's what converts it into a get. So he says, Ahachi Kamar, in Kofin Tofes, Shemich Tov Torah. In other words, when it says, Bechatav Law, so it has to be written in Shema. But that's basically working with the idea that it's the Torah that has to be written in Shema. So let's see this in the in Kofin Tofes, Shemakov Torah. So I can't write the Tofes when it's Mechubar L'Karka. Not that that's per se a problem, but a concern that maybe I'll write the Torah when it's Mechubar L'Karka. But Ketavol the Tofes, but if he did write the Tofes, the boilerplate, Utlasho, and then he detached it, Ketavol the Torah, and then he writes the Torah, then it would be kasher. That's the first shot that Gemara has. All right, let's see the Rashi on this. This we got. Okay, Rav Lazar, he. Yeah, the Rashi. Reb Lazar here, Mishnah follows Tan Reb Lazar. Manithin Dabai Ketiba Batalosh, the Darish Vachatav the Gra, Ketav Aget. So it says Vachatav, in other words, what is Vachatav law, Lashma? Is that talking about writing the text of the get or the Edim who are going to sign the get? So this is assuming the Vachatav is talking about writing the text of the get. Below Achatim and Edim, Reb Lazar he da'am or Achatim and Aget, Enam and Torah, and the Tikkun Olam, Husrach Vachatav the Gra, Ketav Aget Koyin. Okay, so that first shot we had. Now I'll do the second shot, and we'll see further in the Gemara. Okay, so we're three lines above where it gets right. Reish Lakish Amar Chatamo Shaninu Remeri. Reish Lakish says that when it says Tlasho Chatamo Natano La Kasher, the whole thing was written when it was Mechubar. He says, and the Chatam is talking about the Edom, which is the Ikar and Remeir. So we'll see in a minute. So Reish Lakish learns that the Tana says you shouldn't write any of the get what's Mechubal Karka. But even if you wrote the whole get on what was Mechubal Karka, well, even the Torah, and then you detach from that, the Adam sign it, it would be good. He says, Reish Lakish Mar Chatamoshin, Remeir Hida Amar Eide Chatima Karki. You know what's the most important thing are the Eide Chatima. That's the thing that has to be the Shema. Remeir Hida, he says, Vahachi Kabar. In Kofin Torah, so according to this version, the Tana feels like Remeir. And Remeir holds that you shouldn't write the Torah, but the Ikar is the Edom. We don't want the Edom to sign when it's Mechubal Karka. Right. So Ketavot the Torah, but if he did write the Torah, if he did write like all the individual information, Tlasho, and then he detached it, Chatamo, he caused it to be signed with the Tana law, and then he gave it to her, it's Kasher. Okay, so that we have. Okay, any questions, comes to us so far? All right, let's go on a little bit further, and then I'll be for tonight. Okay, now, on the first wide line downstairs. Everybody with me? Ketavo al-cheres shal atzitz nakuv kasher. Now, let's say the person wrote the get on, like, you have this flower pot that's perforated. It comes out throughout Shas with atzitz nakuv. And there are things growing in the flower pot, and he writes it on the pot itself. He writes, well, again, it's an atzitz nakuv. It has perforations in it, not attached. But so he says, so charesh atzitz nakuv kasher. That's kasher. The shakilei v'yayit le'nehela, because he could pick up the whole pot and give the whole pot to the woman that's falling. Now al alish atzitz nakuv. Let's say he writes it on a leaf, and leaf is growing in the pot. Now, we said that it has to be a davar talosh. So is a leaf that's in the pot, is that a davar talosh? In other words, it's attached to the plant, but the plant is in the pot. The pot it's lakuv. So Abai Mar Kasher, Abai says that would be kasher. In other words, he could write it on the ala that's growing in the pot. He'll pick up the whole pot and give it to her. So that's not mechubar to the karka. That's what he's saying here. Rabbi Mar Pasul. Rabbi says Pasul. Abai Mar Kasher. Abai says Kasher. The top line of Papadu Aleph. He's shocking. Levi Yahi Vlaina Hello. He'll pick up the whole pot and give it to her. It's going. Rabbi Mar Pasul. Zerishem Yatom. Rabbi says it's Pasul because of Zerishem Yatom. He says, and let's look at Rashi. Now we learned already, I can't have ketiva, then ketzitza, and then netina. So if I interrupt and do ketzitza in the middle, I'm going to run into problems. So Rava says it's problematical, even though I don't do the ketzitza, because I may come to the ketzitza. That's the way Rava learns. Okay, now let me just see if we have a little bit to do from the sheets, and then I'll forget. All right, I'll do a little bit. We said earlier, this was on Chapalkum Beis, we said about the Mishnah on Yotet states that if a get was written on the horn of a cow, the entire cow must be given as the get. The husband may not sever the horn and give only the horn. Gemara on Chapalkum Beis explains that the Pasuk's juxtaposition of a Chatav and Vinatan teaches that the giving of the get must follow its writing without an interruption. If the get was written on the horn of a cow, the entire cow must be given as the get, because severing the horn before giving the get constitutes an unacceptable interruption between the ketiva and the netina. The Bahag, cited by Tosfos, ruled that if a get was written on a large piece of parchment, the entire parchment must be given as the get. Because, in any view, cutting off the excess parchment for giving the get is an unacceptable interruption between the writing and the giving of the get. It just seems for 1 second. Yes, presumably in this Tosfos here. So if you look in the Tosfos, the one Yatsa Seshul Chusar Tiva Ktsitsa. Let's do the beginning of the Tosfos on page 42. So he says the second Tosfos. So he says Yatsa Seshul Chusar Tiva Ktsitsa Chulei Pirush Ben Shmuel. In other words, if there's an intervening major action, so Rabbeinu Shmuel says only if it's a living creature or something attached to the ground. If it wasn't perforated, even if he would. He once said that even if he would clip it, it would be good. He says, okay, let's get back here. So he wants to say that, or what Winston said, Tosfos is saying that he thinks that major action is only a problem according to the way Tosfos is working, if it's a living creature or it's Mechubel Karka. That's what Tosfos thinks. That's his working idea. So the Baha'i cited by Tosfos ruled that the get was written on a large piece of parchment. That's how he wrote it on a big cloth. And I think, what am I giving this big cloth to my wife? Let me take the scissors out and I'm just going to take out the get and give her a little piece. So is that a good get or not? So the Baha'i holds that you have to give the whole thing. Because if I cut off the excess parchment, that's an unacceptable interruption. The Rashbam, cited by Tosfos, that's Rabbeinu Shmuel's Rashbam. So Rashbam, cited by Tosfos, disagrees and asserts that cutting off the excess parchment does not constitute interruption between the Tiva and the Tina, because there's an insignificant act. It maintains that only Oker Davar Miglo, severing something from its source of nourishment, such as cutting a leaf off a tree or a horn off a cow, is significant enough to consume an acceptable interruption. So interruption isn't just like the physical act. It's like, you know, what is my impact on the world around me? So he's saying if it's from a living creature, that's an unacceptable interruption. All right, now the Gemara on these final days cited above discusses the case of a husband who cuts out the date from his adulterous wife's get to protect her from the death penalty. Says this Gemara thought. So there, I didn't do Yud Zayin with you. Yud Zayin was Friday stuff. So it says, let's say the husband gave his wife a get, and there was a date in it, but she was on it, and so he cuts off the date, so protect her. He says, this Gemara thought is contrary to the Bahag, that we're only concerned about the missing date, but merely cutting off excess parchment is not invalidating again. And when the Gemara is concerned about the date, but the fact that he cut off parchment, the Gemara isn't worried about that. Tosfos, in defense of the Bahag, draws a distinction between cutting off a large piece of extra parchment and merely trimming off a small piece. Cutting off a large, visible piece of parchment is significant and constitutes an unacceptable interruption between the writing and the get. Whereas trimming off small, useless pieces of parchment is insignificant and does not cause an interruption. So it could be that, again, the way the Bahag wants to say that is you can cut off the excess parchment, but only if significant, insignificant amount, the Bahag would say it's no big deal. The Pai Gaon, although the opinion of cutting off a piece of parchment invalidates a get, seeing one who recently has the intent to cut the parchment, and one who did not decide to cut it until after the get was written. The drasha of the Chatam Ratan teaches that a get must be in the condition to be given immediately after the tzina and cannot be like in cutting. If one wrote a get with an intent to trim the parchment before giving it, the get is considered as though it was not in the condition to be immediately given, since he wanted to trim before giving it. However, if one first decides to trim his get after it was written, the get is not considered mechuzer ktzitza, since the decision to cut it did not come until after the writing. He wants to say, in other words, if I knew ahead of time I'm going to cut it, so then I'm a mechuzer, but if now I suddenly decide, I think then it's okay.
The responsibility is send it with a shaliach.
What?
It takes 2 weeks for how to get the get.
But the Gemara takes it that, in other words, b'chatam b'natan, in other words, if he's involved with giving it to her, so giving it to her could be a trick, but he's involved in b'natan, then he can't have anything between b'chatam b'natan. Well, the Sefer Get Pashut deliberates according to Rav Haigon whether the essential factor is the intention of the sofer or the intent of the husband. In conclusion, he rules stringently that if either one originally had an intention to cut the get, it is considered a chuzer ktzitza and is invalid. All right, let me see. Okay, I think that's going to be it for tonight. Okay, the story I have from yesterday's. Let me see. I can do yesterday's story. All right, his story from yesterday's daf. Remember, we said that Dilman Gavrishani, Yad Lach Nuye, maybe men are different because they know. Remember when it came to whether the he took her tabla, he wrote the get on it, and you know, does he know that so the man knows that he has to own it, but does the woman know that the man has to own the get? So maybe men are different. The women don't necessarily know, they're not involved with business, but the men know. A certain man wished to marry a young woman, but he knew that he would never succeed in an above board manner. He approached the young lady they had in mind and said, "Please take these 6 kopecks that I owe your sister. Give them to me and I will pass them on," she replied. He gave her the money and said a very well-known phrase, "You are hereby consecrated to me with this coinage." She threw the money away soon afterward, but not even the witnesses were certain that it was within the time limit of Tokede Gibor. This is getting tricky. The question was, if the unscrupulous man's trick had worked or not, was this unfortunate woman now married? When asked, remind me to tell you a story about Balak Shafter. He says, when asked this question, the Yitzchak Pan Inspector Zitzal was lenient. Not only is she not married, if she threw away the money, even if she didn't, I rule that such marriage does not take effect. He continued, there are many proofs that a woman who doesn't know the law cannot be obligated by it. How can we say that she should have cast the money aside right away? She likely was afraid that she would have to pay her sister back if she threw the money away, as we find in Kiddushin Gimel and the Ritva there. There are many Gemaras where we find that women are often not familiar with laws of Kinyanim, such as Gittin Kavalev. In that instance, even if she had not thrown the writ of divorce away, she's still not married to him. How much more so in our case, where she cast the money away afterward, she's not a married woman. I used to talk about Melech. He had, remember he said that there's a student who came to him. He was a Spartan boy. And he said, I got engaged to a girl. I broke off the engagement. Do I need to have a get? So Ramel said, no, of course not. And he says, he's walking out. Then Ramel thinks to himself, he says, yeah, this sounds too simple. So he calls the boy back. He says, tell me what took place. So the boy says, he was at a party, an engagement party, took out a rose ring, something. He gave it to the girl in front of everybody and said, "Hare at Mikudesh at
least."
That's
the one you
use? Yeah. Anyway, so Ramel said, you know, in that case, you do need to get. You might do need to get. They can both eat again. Anyway, that's the whole thing. All right, let me the first point, we'll talk one second. Thank you, I'm okay. Now